Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 570. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track by The Motorcycle Boy. That song is called Big Rock Candy Mountain. It was a 1989 single for the band and also appeared on the band's album Scarlet, which was an album recorded in 1989 but not released until 2019 on Forgotten Astronaut Records. That band from Edinburgh in Scotland featured members of Meat Whiplash and The Shop Assistants, and it's just an excellent album there, and a bit of a time capsule, but I enjoy that one all the same. I've got good music for you today, and we're going to continue here with Danny Lage and The Looks. This is Don't Keep Me Guessing.
You know it's no good, I won't keep you guessing, I know it's no good. Holding on the line till it's understood, I won't keep you guessing, you know it's no good, alright. I saw you waiting in a frantic world, I kept my fingers crossed till you finally looked back. You were stuck in the heart, in the cold, while I was in the middle of diving. You know it's no good. Flutter the way of an irritable. you know it's no good.
Hey, over there with the cuckoo hair, I really like your strut. Come on with me, bring your cuckoo sail. We gon' turn it off. I got a friend named Cuckoo Jan. She always got a kiss, y'all. I got a face, baby, just in case. She leaves cuckoo by fall. She's in the gang. She's in the gang.
Now, That was The Dents from Boston, Massachusetts with the song Last One Standing. That's the lead track on a 7-song CD EP that just came out on Rumbar Records on June 4th, simply titled The Dents. 4 of those tracks may have been available digitally before, but Rumbar has packaged them up on a spinning piece of plastic for you and made them easily available. That's my favorite song of the set. There's some other ones on there that are pretty good, too. Before that, we heard from the Sorrels from Winnipeg, Manitoba, the song She's in the Gang. That was a 2021 single released by Surf and Kai and Retta Records, but again, Rumbar has packaged that up with one of the other band's singles and 2 singles from Pale Lips as Do the Rumbar Rumble. So 4 7-inches on one piece of spinning plastic again, released July 23rd. I had heard of Pale Lips, had both those 7-inches, but I still picked this up because I didn't have the Sorrel songs at all, and they're really, really good. And then we started that set off with Danny Lage and the Looks with the song Don't Keep Me Guessing. That's on his new album, 10 Easy Pieces, which came out June 11th, again, on Rumbar Records, on CD at least. I think on vinyl, maybe his own We Are Busy Bodies. An excellent power pop record there from my favorite Sudbury, Ontario artist. Anyway, I got more music for you here, but before we get into that, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to shift gears and get something here from the Orange Peels. This song is called Whenever.
I just wanted you to know I want you to
was a worthwhile shift there into the wonderful world of indie pop, ending there with the Umbrellas from San Francisco. That song was called Happy. It's on the band's self-titled album that just came out August 6th on Slumberland Records. That album is just as sunny and wonderful as that track there, an excellent buy. Before that, we heard from Le Batou from Rennes, France. The song is called Watch Me, and it's on an EP called Get Set Go that came out May 28th on Parapont Records. I think digitally only for that one, but it's a shame because I'm really enjoying that sunniness there as well. And then we started things off with the Orange Peels, now located in the Virgin Islands. The song Whenever, that's from the album Celebrate the Moments of Your Life, a very long 17-track album that self-released and I get lost in. It came out just July 16th. There's some nice moments on there, but boy, it's a long album. Anyway, I'm about out of time here, so let me go ahead and wrap things up and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 570. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. Lots of things coming up. Maybe more than should be, but I guess that's up for debate. That show on the 15th that Juliana Hatfield was playing, she's not playing that show anymore. And the rest of the bands have moved indoor to the Record Bar. As a reminder, Record Bar is vaccinated only now, so make sure and bring your vaccination card or a test result showing that you are negative within 24 hours of the show so you can get in. On the 17th, John Vanderslice has got a secret house show. On the 18th, Terry Quinn is playing at the Mockingbird. On the 20th, Montad Odd's a release show at Record Bar with Emmeline Twist. Or Schwervon's playing on the 20th at Lemonade Park as well. On the 21st, Deicide is at the Riot Room. On the 26th, Descendants are playing Liberty Hall. On the 27th, Elvis Costello is at the Uptown. Terry Quinn is playing the Velo Garage on the 27th. The 29th, Joan Jett and Cheap Trick are at the Starlight. And on the 31st, Waxahachie is playing at Knuckleheads. Again, that show is sold out, but you can probably find your way in there, right? Looking at the website, there's nothing new out there right now, but by the time you hear this, you should have photos and video out there of the Black Mariah Theater and Chase the Horseman show, as well as the Jorge Arana, Abandoned Sea, and Via Luna show. Okay, one track left here for you. It is by Monta at Odds, Kansas City band that dwells in the, I don't know, psych and space rock and maybe a little bit of shoegaze territory. Now, the song I'm going to play is called Slowly Gone and Gone, and it definitely feels more in the space rock camp. Kind of reminds me of some vintage Pink Floyd, actually. It's on the new album Peak of Eternal Light, which came out a few weeks ago, July 23rd, on the Record Machine. And as I said, release show for that is on the 20th. At the Record Bar. So we're going to end things here. Thank you very much for listening. This is Monta at Odds with Slowly Gone and Gone.